This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time to check in with Captain, Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun in Hackberry. Captain Kirk, how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. Going to fight a little wind this morning, but other than that, it's good.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be dry at least, but yeah, the wind's going to be a little pesky.
That's right. We were dry yesterday. That rain just missed us to the east. So, it's going to be a little breezy today. No, it's not going to be breezy. It's going to have a little wind. It's supposed to blow 10. It's blowing about 11 right now, but 10 to 15 is what they're forecasting. But most of our fishing has been back in the marsh lately. The trout being caught are being caught north up by the casinos, you know, up there at Lake Charles, Priam Lake, and there's decent numbers of trout coming from up there, but my crew, we're going in the marsh after redfish today. That's what they want.
Yeah, I saw some beautiful just underneath, you know, on that upper end of the slot reds that came in down there this week.
Yeah, we've been catching a lot of redfish, a lot just over the slot, and then there's quite a few under the slot that the red fishing's been good, you know, back as long as you're back in the marsh. The lake hadn't been producing that many redfish. And Big Lake West Cove, it just hadn't turned on yet. No birds. You know, there's been a few birds pick here and there, but I think this next front we get, it'll open things up. It'll get better.
How are you fishing those reds? Y'all using artificial or using live bait?
I'm going to start off throwing, go up under a cork, but my guys are probably going to throw shrimp.
Yeah, another week to get those flounders.
That's right, and they haven't done it. They're just, that's bycatch right now, catching a few here and there. You know, they had to start ganging up. Water temperature needs to drop a little bit, and we need to get rid of some tide, and the flounder run will start. But like I said, we got till the 15th, and that's it.
Yep. If you would recap your teal season, it seemed like most areas had a pretty good start, and then we had a little bit of a drought in the middle. But boy, when that frontal system, and it wasn't much of a front, but when it came through, brought a lot of birds in to wrap it up that last few days.
Well, for us in the marsh, it was not good. It's one of the worst teal seasons we've ever had, Don. Opening weekend was good. You know, like I talked to you the opening day.
Right.
I think we had three at the time. At 8 o'clock, we had our 18. And the next day I went out, same spot, we shot three. And we just didn't see the number of birds we normally do by a bunch. And it just, well, for whatever reason, we weren't in one of the hot spots.
Yeah, a lot of people reported that, and then there were some sprinklings of some really good teal action. But I think it just, you know, bears out what the feds are reporting, that the population of blue wings is down. In fact, it's down below the minimum that allows for a 16-day season. So I'm expecting a 9-day season next year.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. That's what I'm told. It's going to be 9 days next year.
Well, we're looking forward to the November big duck season. What kind of shape are your marshes in as far as feed in the ponds?
In great shape. You know, we had a real wet year this year, you know, behind that drought here, and there's a lot of food in the marshes. Our marshes look just outstanding. They look real good.
Well, sounds like it's setting up to be a great cast and blast some month in November.
That's right. It should be. I mean, you know, the fish hadn't got turned on to that fall pattern yet, but as soon as we get another front or so, drop that water temperature a little bit, get some tides out of the marsh, the trout, you know, will start scooting up, fish bite will turn on, and then the ducks with it.
Yeah, and those redfish start stacking up by those weirs and dams and cuts and the passes, and it'll all be on by then. Well,
that's
if somebody
right.
wants to get in on that stuff, I know there's several ways to get you. We got your connection, a link on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Tell us about how to get you on all your media sources.
Okay, well, our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun, you spell out and.com. I got a live cam feed on there, and we have a toll-free number, It's 888-762-3391.
Now, Kirk, you do a kind of a little podcast report each week. Is there a set date and time when you do that report, or is it whenever Kirk feels like he's got time to sit down and chat?
Tuesdays at 6 o'clock.
Oh, there we go. Indeed. Put that on the schedule. Yep. And how do people access it?
Through Facebook. I mean, all I know is Buddy set my phone up. I push the buttons and get to it and do it. That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
That's right.
Kirk, always so great talking to you.
It's on Facebook.
Always
okay,
great conversation.
Always good talking to you, Don.
Yep.
You
have a great show. We need to do it in person. Hope we can get down there sometime this fall. All right.
Okay,
buddy.
I hope so. All right. Thank you.
Captain Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers operating Hackberry Rod & Gun. What a great place they have down there. You might want to check him out on that Facebook and catch his reports each week.